I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Empathy, real empathy, it's such a mysterious phenomenon. The poet Walt Whitman wrote, "I do not ask the wounded person how he feels. I myself become the wounded person." It's reasonable to ask whether we have the capacity to truly tune in to other people's experiences, particularly when they're traumatic. Perhaps we get closest to real empathy when we're able to draw on our own compelling experiences that somehow approximate those of the people we care about most. It may not be a perfect fit, but it may be as close as we can get. And that's what we hear from B.J. Rich.
It began during another bleak New England winter. The simple routine tasks of keeping my family organized hung heavy, like insurmountable burdens. My four children, and especially my physician husband of 25 years, seemed to believe that underpants miraculously arrived folded along with clean t-shirts and bureau drawers. My visit to the edge should have become painfully obvious by February, when a poem I had written about my mother, Helga, had been noticed. A Holocaust survivor who had left Germany in 1939 on one of the last Kinder transports, she and her sister Irene found refuge in England. A British historian wanted to write about their story. When he contacted me for a phone interview, I experienced a cascade of nervous emotion. My heart pounded and a chill shot down my spine. A few weeks later, my sense of doom was intensified. My 90-year-old father, who lived 1,300 miles away, was being rushed to the emergency room. My sympathetic nervous system went into overdrive, the fight-or-flight response. This reaction would have been useful on the plains of Africa, when tigers with sharp teeth might have pondered me as their next meal, but not here in Providence. My concentration became so impaired that I wondered if I was suffering from early dementia. A daily jogger since age 12, injury avoidant by nature, I hoped that I might trip and break my leg or worse, so I would have a valid excuse to drop out of life. An advanced practice psychiatric nurse and an adjunct clinical nursing professor, I had recently become a co-leader of a dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT, group for high-risk teens. In May, my colleagues and I enrolled in a DBT intensive. I sat in class in quiet desperation while the tiger chased me. On day three, I unraveled and reached out for help. The quick and supportive response of those I contacted, practicing mindfulness and finding meaning in the experience, allowed my debilitating turmoil to quietly recede. I realized I had never been able to know the true depths of my patient's despair. I believe that inner turmoil, once tamed, has the power to bring healing to others. I have always told my students that any patient could be one of us, if the right set of stressors and internal vulnerabilities collide. I believe now this statement will come directly from my core.
B.J. Rich is a nurse clinician and educator living and working in Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.